that person was probably telling those Italian devotees, why did you become like this? Why did you become a Hare Krishna? Shaved head, wearing this strange cloth. And so I was thinking that really that's what he was talking about. And so I was just going one picture to another picture. And as I was going, they were also moving with me. They were ahead of me actually, and they caught up with me. And then at one point I saw that man was pointing towards me. So when I saw that, then I thought, okay, let me go and confront him. And the boys also were looking at me, and he was pointing at me, and so I just walked up to them. And then this person, they were telling that, so that man actually asked me in Italian that every day I pray to the Lord for 2 hours, but I don't feel anything. So I told him that feeling will come when you develop your love for the Lord. I found out that person to be quite inquisitive and quite serious. He was not actually accusing the devotees, but he was speaking to the devotees. And so they were talking, and then they came to the discussion. Probably he was curious to know who they were and what we are doing. And it finally came to our devotees, when he was telling that to the devotees, that he's praying, but how to make his prayer really alive. And so the devotees pointed out to me and said, why don't you ask him? So, and then he came and asked me, and they were translating, and I was telling him that we have to, when we pray, the prayers should be with feelings, with a purpose, why we are praying, to whom we are praying. And our prayers should be an expression of our love. Then only our prayers will become meaningful. And then he asked, anyway, please take care of your phone. How many times we have to tell you? One thing I'll tell you, recently I had a seminar in Calcutta for 3 days. There were 700 people participating. Not a single telephone rang. And not a single person got up from the seat and went even to the washroom. So please be serious about your spiritual life. And when devotees say, just make it a point to switch off your phone. Time and time again, everybody have to be told. Anyway, so this person, then he asked me how to do that. So I thought of taking the corollary from Jesus the Father. So I told him that, do you have a son? He said, yes. I said, when you speak to him, how do you feel? He said, I want to speak to him, but he doesn't have any time for me. And I said, anyway, it was only a theoretical consideration. Like, say, you want to speak to your father, you want to speak to your son, but your son doesn't have the time to speak to you. How do you feel? He said, yes, I feel very sad. I said, now you consider God the Father. Huh?